This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Sifu is an investment platform which aims to become a one-stop app that streamlines market analytics, trading functionality, fundraising deals, and more. It wants to disrupt traditional broker models and aspire to become Malaysia's first white-label interactive stock broker. Its main platforms accessible to investors are its website, which is sifu.my, and their mobile app, Sifu, is investing together on the Apple App Store or Google Play. So I'm joined by the Sifu behind Sifu, Sean Yap. Okay. And I guess you're responsible for the back end operations. Good morning, Sean.
Hi. Good morning, Frida. Good morning, everyone.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and the company.
Yeah. So a little bit of background of myself. I started off my career in investment banking, started off as an analyst covering local equities. Then I moved around, became a fund manager, went on to corporate finance, and then equity capital markets. I was involved in IPOs and whatever not. So I've been through the whole round and every specific part of the investment banking. So what happened almost end of last year, third quarter, fourth quarter, I had a chat with from someone from Excelforce, the managing director of Excelforce, Andy Wong. So Excelforce is currently the shareholder, largest institutional shareholder of Sifu.my. A bit of background, they are a listed company in terms of their businesses. They've been programming, creating softwares, back-end softwares for the largest stockbrokers in town, the likes of like Maybank and RHB. So this idea came about after having a discussion that, you know, maybe, hey, we should, you know, try and redesign or re-engineer some of these existing assets or software that we have to cater to the consumers, to the retail markets, to the men on the street, in a simplified manner, to make investing accessible. So I joined this Sifu, leading it right now, third, fourth quarter, and you know, we have made quite a lot of developments in the past 6 months. We have revamped our website. We have also launched our mobile, which was widely accepted. So that in a nutshell, you know, very short and simple way of describing ourselves, how we came about, right, and what we do.
Okay. All right. Okay. So what was the space you were trying to fill? I mean, if you compare yourself to competitors, you know, what would you say would be different about you guys?
I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a new market to cater to the needs of this, the rising trend of investing among retailers. We've seen retailers picking up investing in stock markets in the past 2-3 years, right? Because of the pandemic, so they're now accounting for up to 40% of the trading volume. So there's a huge market there. We're creating new products, new services for free for now to cater to the needs and services to the retail investors. I think gone are the days where, you know, if you buy and sell a stock, you know, call your remiser, okay, draw a few lines for you on the chart, and, you know, you pay him in a hefty fee. I think those are not required anymore. I think retailers these days are more savvy. They need real-time, constant update in the markets, information, numbers, markets. So that's, I think the trend is moving towards that. But the stockbroking industry on the retail side is still stuck in their old ways. So if we are able to disrupt this space and add some value to retail investors, we would be able to create some sort of a niche or market here, a captive market. And by being able to do so, we would then be seen as an attractive value proposition to the incumbents, right? To the existing stockbrokers. So what we can do, we can upsell our existing services on the front end, which is Sifu, with together with Excel Force backend, which is providing the trading software systems for right. the stockbrokers. So this is our intention all the while. To upsell our services and to expand our market.
Right. Yeah, so I guess when I log on to Sifu's website, right, the articles and trade numbers and data. So is it for the amateur or is it meant for, you know, investors already, current investors? I'm just wondering because, you know, is it easy for an amateur to understand when they go on your website?
Yes, the intention is to create something easy to understand and not losing, you know, the context as well to the wider investing public. If you look at our website, sifu.my, most of the articles, most of the features that you can access are quite easy to use compared to other websites. If you compare ourselves to, say, i3 Investors, I would say our UI, UX are slightly more streamlined, but we have, of course, less features because we are not in the market as long as they are. i3 Investors is still the go-to marketplace. But of course, we aim to take some market share or create more services that's not available by i3 Investors. So we try to leverage on the database that we have, try and churn it in a way that's accessible to anyone, you know, to yourself. If your relative would like to know about stock investing, the website should be, you know, to explain or display, features that can be easily understood by anyone, even without any stock investing background. So we try to make it, you know, accessible to everyone.
Okay. Tell me about some of your products and services.
Yeah. So if you go into sifu.my, some of the features that we do the data analytics. We compile the quantitative data, we simplify it into nice looking charts for people to use and understand. We also have a media team. I have two guys helping me out, churning out articles, timely articles, right? Articles that make sense where investors are able to take action, right? And see relevance in it. We also do videos on the markets. Short videos, like perhaps maybe two to three minutes long. We also have features such as, an algo-driven trading signals that's available on our website. So we see ourselves more like a data company providing services to.
Oh, how big is your team?
Currently, I have a team of six.
Okay, so what would your business model here, cut from all transactions? How does that work?
There's a few revenue streams I'm trying to build. One is once I've built the critical mass, right? Mm-hmm. Users coming back using our features both on our mobile app and our website. We would then partner with a licensed stockbroking firm and position ourselves as the acquisition partner for them.
Okay.
And from there, there will be some sort of agreement or arrangement of the licensed stockbroker. Because we are not licensed. Mm. We don't intend to be licensed as well because we see licensed stockbrokers are actually our clients. So we want to create value for our clients by creating the front end and both the back end as well. So I think maybe eventually we may probably see ourselves as, as a white label broker because we are able to integrate most of their trading software seamlessly into our system eventually. My parent, Excel Force, is actually currently already handling their order management system. So I think that is our edge, right? So if anyone would want to do something that we're trying to do, they would have slightly a tougher time to do it due to integration costs.
I'm here with Sean Yap from Sifu, and we'll continue our chat after this. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and more. BFM 89.9.
The Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Sean Yap, the CFU behind CFU, XIFU, which is an investment platform which aims to become a one-stop app that streamlines market analytics, trading functionality, fundraising deals, and more. So the number of monthly users on CFU's website was at its peak in December 2021, reaching almost 40,000 users. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And I believe you had webinars with big brands like FarmFresh and MyEG, and I guess that sort of helped the number of users coming on your site. So besides this strategy, what other strategies have you put in place to attract the number of users?
I think there are a few other things that we try to differentiate ourselves. Of course, securing those webinars actually helped. And the reason why it peaked in December, I think it's quite obvious that the retailers, interest has somewhat waned off, especially in a down market.
Right.
So that is to be expected.
Mm.
In terms of growth strategy, how are we going to acquire more? I think we're going to obviously continue creating interesting creative content,
mm-hmm.
Content that is exclusive to us.
Mm.
We would also try and eventually link corporate deals. That's where I bring in my expertise into this.
Mm.
We want to make things accessible to retailers. For example, IPOs, private placement deals. I will work together with the licensed investment bank and see whether, we can distribute some of their products.
Mm.
So if we are able to do so, I think users will continue to see value in it. And eventually increase their adoption of our mobile app. So we are the only mobile app right now that offers live prices other than the existing stockbrokers. Of course, we're going to add more features in our app as well that will drive growth. So the next module that's coming up is actually a marketplace.
Right.
Currently, we are offering a lot of these webinars, sessions conducted by the influencers, instructors, so to speak, for free.
Mm.
So eventually, part of our monetization drive is to sell some of it on our website and our mobile. So we want to be the one-stop platform for these people to monetize on their product. Yeah. So I mean, the services and the products that they do, they're actually quite good. Almost on par as what you get.
Mm.
From the institution, so it's the response has been there. So I'm pretty confident the marketplace would be another driving factor in bringing in more user growth.
Okay, so speaking of your app, you have more than 10,000 downloads as of now, right?
Yeah, I think we are touching about 20,000 downloads on our mobile app currently.
Right. So there were a couple of, issues with the app when I look at the reviews. Have these been resolved? What was the learning from that?
Yeah, I think when we started off, it was a bit buggy. But we needed to launch it, soon. Mm. So most of the bugs have been fixed. I think we are down to our version 10 or version 12 right now.
Mm.
And, we see more stability. A lot of the numbers are displaying correctly. And, numbers of crashes have been reduced to almost zero.
Right.
So it's rather stable now. I think that's one of the learning curves in that I learned, during this development process is that if it's not broken, try not to fix it because, When it comes to programming and software, right? If you tweak one part of it, it actually affects the rest of it. So at the end of the day, there could be more work that needs to be done. So we try and stick to the framework that what we have. Maybe perhaps do some minor tweaks on the UI, UX.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to add any more major features to it. Next phase would be more on acquisition and within the next 3 to 6 months, I'm working on the trading integration. So instead of people logging directly to their to their stockbroker. I'm not sure whether I'm not sure whether you have do you buy stocks and sell stocks on your mobile?
Nope.
How do you trade then?
I don't.
You don't.
Yeah.
Okay. So you miss out on the bull run and
I do other things.
You do other things.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say most of the stockbrokers interface are very clunky in Malaysia.
All right.
Mm. They're not mobile friendly, so everything is designed to cater for, you know, your Internet Explorer users, right? Gen Ys who are resistant to changes and whatever not. So that is the major criticism. I think most stockbrokers will also agree with me.
Right.
What I'm trying to do is we want to create a clean interface where trading can be done integrated with stockbrokers easily. So people won't mind paying an extra fee or higher if they are able to do their transactions seamlessly. I mean, I'm account holder of CGS CIMB.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even know where to find my statements.
Right.
I can't even look at my account balance. I don't even know where. I probably have to click like 6 or 7 times to find my account balances. Stock trading system as well. It's either a buy or a sell call, right? There are not many options made available to retailers. If we compare ourselves with the more advanced markets like in the US, Europe, or even China, Hong Kong, a retailer would have like 6 or 7 options, right? They would have like stop limit order, they have like stop trailing order, stop market order. So there are a lot of things that we think we can program it and make it useful for normal retailers. And it's not hard to do because it's really have the framework there, right? It's adding or tweaking some of these codes to cater for this.
Right. So the future plan, obviously, the app is going to be more crucial than the website, I guess?
Developments will be focused on both because there will be some features. I mean, it's impossible to expect someone to watch a webinar on their phone for like half an hour. So some of these features has to be moved on to the website.
Right. Hybrid in
trading
that sense,
as well. I mean, if trading, of course, the simplified mode will be on the mobile. The more advanced or more features one can be imputed on the website.
Okay. Okay. So on your website, right, there's also a mix of two languages or your website app and your social media content. So will that be a hurdle for non-Mandarin speakers? And, you know, are you planning to do a BM version?
I want to make it as inclusive as possible and have more languages to be in. Currently, some of my content are translated into Mandarin. I believe I'm just trying to meet the needs and requirements for most of my users. I think some of them, but the English one seems to be a higher sort of sort of views I get. Or traffic.
Right.
The reason why I have Mandarin is perhaps also the Chinese speaking crowd also accounts a large
important
of the traders. Mm. But the growing one is actually the Malay Burmese speaking ones, which I would wish and I would love to create more content for this segment as well.
Mm. Okay. Future plans, Sean? I mean, you've told me a lot of things already, but I guess the vision for Sifu.
Firstly, first thing first is to integrate trading and then work out a deal with existing licensed stockbroker. Because to them, it's incremental, right? So all the trades and the users that I bring in comes at no cost to them, right? If I'm able, currently I'm my user reach across all the 13 states in Malaysia, even Singapore as well. So, if I'm able to bring these users to these accounts to them, and digitalize it on a platform, in a way I can replace their regional branches. There's no need for them to have offices, in the hinterlands, like in Sadakan, Tawau, or Kota Bharu. So that is my value proposition to them. work with me, and I'll be able to add on this trading volume, trading business to you. That will be the immediate plan. Second plan is, I think that if you notice, you know, in the tech space or the mobile space, we are in an economic situation where you know, everyone is tightening their belt.
Right.
Credit is always useful for people. You know, buy now, pay later, you know, it's like a heat now, right? So I want to introduce margin credit to my users, lending, outside of the stockbroking system. So I'll be working with licensed money lenders to provide financing for them to trade. So I will be able to cater for people who has no credit track record or are unable to get financing from the stockbrokers or the banks. So obviously, I would have to work with a licensed money lender. So that will be the second phase of growth.
Second phase of growth. Okay, all the best. I've been speaking to Sean Yap from Sifu. Do check them out. That's xifu.my or download the app. You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.